The project is trying to get access to a huge reserve of bitumen in northern Alberta that, for which there are no recovery methods now. The methods that have been worked on to date are either surface mining based, where you got shallow deposits, or very deep deposits that are in a certain kind of depositional environment. But there's an awful lot of bitumen in the middle that would be, well, not even economically viable with a current production method, but there just aren't any underground methods that could get to that oil sand because it's so difficult to support and to be able to get the bitumen out in a more sustainable way where you're using less energy and less water.
Well, how deep are these deposits that you're trying to get at?
Well, the deposits are on the order of 300 meters deep. So that's about halfway between the surface mineable deposits and the very deep deposits that you can use the steam injection or other methods that are thermally based to get out the bitumen.
Well, you'd think if they were even deeper than the deepest, that that would be the hardest part. So why is the Middle Earth a little bit harder?
The problem is that with a very deep deposit, you've got a lot of pressure from all of the earth that's above it. And what that does, again, in specific deposits, you've got a pressure boundary that helps to keep the steam contained. And what that does is it means that you're creating an artificial reservoir where if you can heat up the bitumen or inject a solvent to reduce its viscosity, you're making it thinner and easier to move. So it'll flow under that pressure. But once you start getting close to the surface, there's not as much pressure, so there's not as much force to try to drive it. And also, if you're in most of the shallow deposit areas, there isn't that kind of pressure boundary from shale or other types of rock to keep the pressure from blowing out. So the closer you get to the surface, the more difficult it gets.
What research has been done in this area so far?
There was work done by Imperial Oil in the 1980s on borehole mining, which is where you access the deposit and you use very high pressure water to try to create a slurry that you can then pump out. But at the time, it was only a partial technical success, and also it wasn't seen to be economically viable given the amount of readily accessible bitumen that there was. But we need to start looking beyond the current leases to those more intermediate deposits for two reasons. One is to expand Alberta's proven reserves, and also there's a lot of bitumen that's even on current leases that you can't access using current technology. Any of the bitumen that's under tailings impoundments or that's separated from the main body of a deposit can't be extracted using conventional approaches. And so there might also be some opportunities to get at some of the bitumen that's a little closer to the surface, but not economically viable right now. An opportunity for smaller producers.
Are there any ideas of how you might approach it?
Well, when you look at the approaches that have been used to date, they're a combination of energy inputs, mostly thermal energy in the case of in situ techniques, where again, you're heating up the ground to be able to make the bitumen flow more easily. In the surface mining extraction techniques, it's still quite a bit thermally based, essentially using hot water to wash the oil sand to get the bitumen off it. So thermal energy is one approach. You also add some mechanical energy to agitate the oil sand to help to get the bitumen separated from the rest of the clay and the rocks and the sand and the seawater that's a part of the deposit as well. And you have to add a little bit of chemical energy to help promote the separation of the bitumen away from all of that other stuff. So the research to date has been mostly on thermal and chemical approaches to separating bitumen, but we feel that with mechanical methods, you can use less energy to be able to unlock the bitumen and then get it to the surface. If you can reduce the amount of energy intensity for the bitumen that is produced, then of course it not only saves money, but there's less emissions associated with it as well. And if you can do it with a very dense slurry or produce bitumen directly, you don't have to use as much water as current techniques use, because you don't have to use all of that steam, and you also don't have to use all of that water that's taken out of rivers and then ends up in tailings impoundments.
The project that you're doing right now, you're partway through it. What have you accomplished so far?
Well, we have two aspects to this first project, where we're trying to establish the technical feasibility of being able to fragment oil sand very remotely from the surface. And to do that, we need to have a good understanding of what the strength characteristics of oil sand are, and then how we can apply mechanical energy in a new way. The obvious approach to do it is to try to use a long wall or tunnel boring type approach, which so far hasn't been viable in an oil sands environment, because it's expensive capital equipment, and also the oil sand itself, it doesn't have a whole lot of strength. So ironically, the fact that it's not very strong makes it difficult to mine effectively. So we're trying to use more directed sonic techniques so that we can disrupt the oil sand, make it flow underground to a place where we can mix it with a small amount of water, and then pump it to the surface.
With the oil sands recovery that's being done now, in certain areas, there's mining, the way that Syncrude and Suncor, for example, do it. Then in other areas, there's the steam-assisted. But if you have these three different layers, couldn't you do them all in a column using different methods?
The technology choices today of, you know, shallow or deep have been, they've really been driven by the economics of being able to access the oil sand deposit, liberate the bitumen, and transport the bitumen, hopefully with as little of the rest of the oil sand as possible, to a place where you can do the final separation. The technology choices have been, it's been a pretty stark difference in the processes that have been used, whether it's at the top where you've got a distributed set of processes and a big integrated oil sands plant, or where you're trying to combine process steps at the bottom to be able to do all of those combined access, liberation, and transport and separate steps all together. Ideally, we'd like to be able to combine process steps so that you've got a simplified process, but again, one which is less energy intensive. The problem with current in situ techniques is that you don't get the recovery that you can achieve with a surface mineable deposit, just because you end up not being able to pump out all of the bitumen that's down there. If we could come up with an intermediate method, it might be amenable both to those shallower deposits that aren't connected to other ones, again, because you don't need that pressure boundary that you do in an in-situ technique, and it might also be effective for going even deeper with less energy intensity, but we don't know yet.
What's left for you on this project?
It's early days. We've been doing this project for less than a year. And of course, training highly qualified people is a very important part of this kind of university-based research. So we have two sharp grad students who are in the middle of rheological studies, looking at the effect of dynamic pressure on oil sand strength. And we're also developing some of those system concepts of how do you combine technologies for this remote and inaccessible body of bitumen. So those students are at the point now where we've designed experimental equipment, we're in the middle of the preliminary commissioning, and we expect to get our first results by the end of the summer.
Thank you very much, Mike.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.